It has been a long day, Sally Lucas.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we're live.
We're live. This is Talking Travel on 2NURFM. Where are we going today, Sally?
Okay, we're sticking with our own wonderful country today. We're heading down to Tasmania, and then we're doing the Bounty of the Southern Ocean and going all the way across the Bight, finishing up in Western Australia.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. All right, then. Well, we'll talk about that shortly. 2NURFM, this is Talking Travel with Sally Lucas and Amanda McCreed, and we're going to Tasmania today.
We certainly are, and these are cruises I'm talking about today. So each of these journeys is on a small ship, particularly with Coral Cruises. So, and they do a wide variety of these, by the way, even though I'm only talking Australia today. They do remote areas of New Guinea, Melanesia, all these places that only a small vessel can get into and there's no roads. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see something pretty pristine and pretty special on any of these itineraries. So this first one is on the 9th of December this year. It's just 8 nights from Melbourne to Hobart. So from Melbourne, you're then heading down to Flinders Island. Then you go down to the Freycinet Peninsula, Maria Island, which is a wonderful walking-only island,
it's
as
lovely,
you know.
Yeah.
Lots of wildlife. Down to Fortescue Bay, the Tasman Peninsula, Bruny Island, Hobart, and cruising around the Doncaster Channel. So this is fantastic because you're doing these remote Bass Strait Islands and East Coast National Parks of Tasmania. You're getting fabulous food on board. You know, it's just up there, up a notch. And it includes seafood, dairy, craft spirits, fine wine. So you're going to walk across the isthmus at Wineglass Bay, and you're going to take in the stunning vista of Freycinet National Park. Then you're going to hike a section of the renowned Three Capes Trail as well as part of it. And then you go to visit the Fluted Cape at Bruny Island. Just so much. Historic Port Arthur as well, the old penal ruins at Maria Island. You go to a distillery, McHenry's Distillery, with a signature dinner paired with wines at one of the vineyards. And at the end of the day, of course, you're just going to be indulged in a curated culinary experience. Mm-hmm. So it's all about food and the best of the Tasmanian produce, but also visiting these wonderful remote areas. And that part of that southern part of Tasmania is so rugged and so
it's
unbelievable.
Beautiful.
It's stunning. So just keep that one in mind if you're interested. It's obviously they sell out pretty quickly because it is only a small vessel. And as I said, it's 9th of December this year, but you're getting all your excursions included with, of course, your Zodiacs and kayaks as well in this, if you're up for doing that. Chef-prepared meals on board, all your sort of events, selected wines, beers, house spirits, everything on board with lunch and dinner, all your entrance fees to the national parks, ports, etc., tips and gratuities even included, use of all onboard facilities, of course, including a reference library. At the end of it, you get an expedition diary along with a photo and video gallery.
Oh,
which
that's
will,
lovely.
Yeah, documenting the highlights of your voyage. And, yeah, so just keep that one in mind. It's a fantastic itinerary. And Tassie is just, as you know, we've spoken about it before, Amanda, it is such a beautiful state, but it's just you can go there time and time again and you'll still be able to do something different.
And just make sure that you pack for every season.
Absolutely.
Well, I went with my husband and he did not take a jumper.
You are joking.
What a fool.
You've got to take more than a jumper.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to take your thermals.
You had to buy a jumper. You had to buy a windbreaker. Yeah.
Maybe it was just a good excuse to do some mail shopping.
No, he's not really a shopper. Just silly.
Look, we were there in November one year doing the West Coast and we didn't get above 9 degrees. Mm. And that was 9 to 10 degrees daytime temperature in November on that rugged West Coast.
Yeah.
And then it got up to about 13. And it wasn't until we got to Lonnie at the end, to Launceston, that we got up to about 19. And that was November. So you do have to pack for every season when you go to Tassie. Mm. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't go. It's still fabulous.
No, go. Just layer up.
Yeah, and if you're in the inside, if it's cold, you've got fires, you've got heating, you know, they cater. They know it's cold down there, so they do cater for it. Mm. So just remember that.
That's it.
But the silly people, they sit outside having their coffees in the middle of winter and the sun, and they think they're having a warm day. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm rugged up with every layer, overcoat, scarf, gloves, hat.
I guess it's what you're used to as well.
Of course,
you know,
it is.
If you're
of
used to the cold weather, then, you know, 5 degrees is like, oh, it's a heat wave.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly right.
That's it.
Oh, dear. Anyway, after that, we're going to move on to a Bounty, another cruise that does the Southern Ocean from Adelaide to Melbourne. And briefly, I'll also talk about another one called the Great Southern Coastline, which goes from Melbourne to Fremantle. Obviously, that's a longer one. It's 2 weeks, whereas the other little Bounty, the Southern Ocean, is just an 8-night from Adelaide to Melbourne.
Fantastic.
But they're both exceptional itineraries as well.
It's Talking Travel with Sally Lucas. And Sally, you're talking about the Bounty of the Southern Ocean.
This is an absolutely brand new itinerary. So this is an inaugural trip. They haven't done this one before, Coral Expeditions, and they've called it the Bounty of the Southern Ocean. So it's celebrating the culinary landscape of South Australia and Victoria's coastlines. And along the way, again, you're going to enjoy the freshest seafoods, native ingredients and organic produce accompanied by world-class wines and artisanal spirits. You'll enjoy a farm-to-plate adventure as you explore these wonderful, bountiful shores with rich flavours of wild ocean farmed abalone on Kangaroo Island and freshly caught lobster in the quaint little fishing port of Robe. It's a gorgeous little spot. Learn about the myriad of culinary and medicinal uses of fungi and sample native indigenous bush ingredients in the wild. You'll meet passionate local producers, growers and distillers and share their handicrafts and stories. And you'll also connect with nature as you enjoy a lovely leisurely circumnavigation around the remote seal colony of Lady Julia Percy Island. And then you're taking the spectacle of a sunset as you sail by the 12 apostles. Not that there's 12 left anymore. I can't remember how many is left.
Yeah.
About 9, is there, or something?
I've
forgotten because a lot of them have fallen down. So, but this is absolutely fantastic. As I said, you're going to be sailing from Adelaide through by Kangaroo Island, as we said, Robe, then Port Macdonald, Port Fairy. I love Port Fairy. Port Campbell, Apollo Bay and 12 Apostles, and then stopping off via Phillip Island before you get back into Melbourne. Beautiful itinerary. Mm. I just think all of these today we're talking about, I'd love to do any of them.
I'd love to just go on holiday, so...
Yeah, just go on holiday, be fine. Yeah, exactly, just go
I'll
on holiday. Again, it's all-inclusive, as we've mentioned with the previous one, like all your tips, gratuities, everything's included, so there's nothing to put your hand in the pocket for. Mm-hmm. So once you pay for it, that's it. I think that's a lovely way to have
a
holiday.
That's really good, because you don't want to worry about trying, like, how much do I tip this person? You know,
I know, so. And I think that's great. And it's good to be doing it with an all-Australian, expedition cruise company as well. So these, the last one I'm going to speak about is a longer one. It's 15 nights. Oh, sorry, that one was the 1st of December this year, by the way. Mm-hmm. And the other one was the 9th, the Tassie one of December. Now, this one's not till the 31st of January next year. And it's from Melbourne to Fremantle. So this one, you're going to be sailing from Fremantle via Hamelin Bay and Margaret River, which is gorgeous. Augusta, we stayed there just last year. Albany, Woody Island, Lucky Bay, which is just stunning, which is near Esperance. It's just amazing. Then you're going all the way across the Great Australian Bight. Uh-huh. And you get to Coffin Bay, where you'll sample the best oysters you've ever tasted.
Oysters, no.
No oysters. Maybe
I haven't had a good one.
Maybe you haven't had the best. When you've had the best, you might change your mind. Yep. Fresh out of the ocean, it's just different. Cape Donnington, Kangaroo Island, Victor Harbour, Robe again, Port Fairy, Melbourne. What a lovely itinerary. Mm. So, again, you're going to get lots of inclusions on this. You even do a train ride along the picturesque coast between Victor Harbour and Goolwa. I love Goolwa as well. It's a lovely spot. You do coastal walks at Cape Natural East and Cape Donnington. You have sunset drinks, sharing with kangaroos who go along the beach at Lucky Bay there at Esperance. Kangaroos on the beach in this white silica beach. It's just absolutely beautiful. The Jewel Cave at Augusta, which I only did last year, it's an amazing cave. It's just absolutely spectacular.
What's in it? What, is there something in it? Like... You know,
no, it's just your stalactites and stalagmites,
but
it's quite steep, so you've got to be prepared for lots of stairs. That's all. So if you've got any infirmity, you wouldn't be able to do it. Climb Cape Lewin Lighthouse, which is the tallest on mainland Australia, and I've done that as well, take the view in over the Southern Ocean, which is fantastic. And, of course, you're going to get to see majestic stingrays and eagle rays as well. I didn't know they had eagle rays.
What's the difference?
A form of stingray. But I don't know the difference. I'd have to look it up. But they swim in the shallows of Hamelin Bay, and then you get to walk along the Borronup Forest, the towering kauri trees, where you do that treetop walk, which, again, is absolutely spectacular. And you have have a wine tasting experience at the award-winning Lewin Estate. So that's get my words out wrong today.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, I know. 15 nights, and I was here Wednesday, so I'm getting confused. 31st of January next year, 15 night, Australia's Great Southern Coastline. So there's three fabulous itineraries there for you to choose from, depending on what your bent is.
And if they don't make you want to go on holiday, I don't know what will.
I don't either. And also just to keep people in mind too, that they do great deals for solo travellers as well, which is good to keep in mind. And as I said, they do cruise to a myriad of other destinations, not just within Australia. But it's all small ship cruising, and the solo rebates, and then sometimes no extra cost to be paid at all on a range of their itineraries. So for the solo traveller, that's a good thing to know.
And it's Talking Travel with Sally Lucas, and she's got some hot deals for us.
Okay, sticking with the cold weather, which we are experiencing, you can save if you want to go to Europe in the quiet season, which, of course, is their winter. So if you're prepared to go, December, January, February, you'll find things are often a lot cheaper and there's not many people, you're not the crowds, you're not the heat. Everything is heated inside. They heat everything. So, again, you can layer. So just consider that, because Viking Cruises, they've got this sale at the moment until sold out. So it's just a matter of how quickly it sells. And they're offering what they call really great savings on the quiet season. Anything up to $13,800 a couple on selected departures across six of their Mediterranean Ocean voyages during that quiet season, departing in November and December. So just keep that in mind. It'll just save you some money, and you're going to travel there when it's not so busy. Also, they've got some cruises that are doing Scandinavia if you book by the 31st of July, and ones they call the Culturally Curious, and it's In Search of the Northern Lights voyage, and they're meeting the Sami, which is Norway's indigenous people, learn about their traditions, snowshoeing, ice fishing, All that sort of stuff, which is wonderful. They're doing a history one, Scandinavia in the British Isles voyage, which does the ring of Brodica's Neolithic remains on the Orkney Islands. It's going to the old town of Stockholm, which is called Gamlestan, the Bryggen Wharf, which is famous with its rows of coloured timber houses in Bergen, which is just gorgeous. It's lovely. So, yes, they've got some really good deals available on those Scandinavian cruises if you book by 31 July. Canada and Alaska, we're sticking with the cold, aren't we?
Yeah. Canada and Alaska are lovely.
Anyway, but these are actually departures for next year, April to September next year. There's a 19-day Rockies Explorer, including an Alaskan cruise, and also a 22-day. That's just giving you a bit more time in the whole Rockies area, so similar itineraries, but that's more in-depth time in the Rockies, and they're both doing the cruise up the Inside Passage. They've got savings up to $2,600 per couple on a range of four different itineraries there. You've got really till the end of October to book, but once you book, you've got to pay in full to get your savings.
So do your taxes.
And
get the money back.
And off you go.
Yeah.
And Travel Marvel have got some similar deals available on Adriatic Coastal Cruises for 2025, again at the Norwegian coast, and also some river cruises in Europe, doing the usual from Amsterdam to Budapest, but also doing the Douro River in Portugal. There's some great savings to be had there at the moment for 2025. And then lastly but not leastly, there's at the last minute, if you've got a bucket list and there's something you want to do, and I'm sure the Kimberley's on most people's, if you just are yearning to get away from our cold at the moment, there's some sailing still available this year. From now just till September, you've got to get in early. There's just a few staterooms left, but you're getting return flights and transfers from here to Broome included, and as well as up to 25% bonus savings. If you really want to go, escape winter, go and see that beautiful part of our coast. And I'm throwing one in here for Kev, because we know how Kev likes to spend money.
Oh, yeah. He's just throwing it around everywhere.
Yeah. I think Mark Rourke thinks his pocket's sewn up. Anyway, that's all right. This is an Abercrombie & Kent Wings Over Europe's Iconic Capitals. It takes in London, Paris, Rome and Athens with a few bits and pieces in between. 12 days. How much do you think? Limited to 13 guests, you're on your own private jet.
12 days, going to how many countries?
About Paris, Rome, Athens, London, four.
Oh, five, six, $7,000?
$76,525 per person. If you've got a bit of spare cash hanging around.
What?
What? You're on a big jet, though. It's not a little plane. You're on a big jet. You can wander around. You're getting the champagne. You're getting... If someone's won Lotto, oh, look, Kev, I can give you one a little bit cheaper. Wings over Greece and Turkey, again, 12 days, and it's only $64,280.
Wow. Imagine having that much money just lying around.
Yeah, I can't imagine having that much money lying around.
Can't imagine having that much money.
Period. I'm sure there's a lotto winner out there that'd love to do a private jet tour of Europe anyway.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Awesome. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.